Every Wednesday, we talk technology with the mover and shaker in the world of technology by virtue of Jeff Quattromani. How are you, mate?
I am really well. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm really looking forward to this one today because we do live in dairy country here in the Upland. And you found some technology that can help us produce more milk.
Yeah, look, this is fascinating. I never would have thought that technology would interfere with livestock. But in Turkey, there's been some experiments taking place which kind of surprised me, to be honest. And look, first of all, one of the things that they were trying before they moved on to this new technology was just playing classical music to the cows all day, every day. Classical music, they thought that might actually calm them down and as a result produce a higher milk yield. However, they then moved on to virtual reality. So virtual reality headsets on cows. This is now a thing.
So this is actually, I've heard of these studies before, and I'm sure there's somebody around the Upper Hunter, a dairy farmer, listening to this who could probably add to the conversation, that they have played classical music to keep the cows calm, thus they're happier and they produce more milk. But virtual reality, that would suggest that the cows are going to be looking at something. Are we talking like a virtual reality headset?
This is typical virtual reality headsets that we would be normally wearing and enjoying, but they effectively took two, one for each eye because their heads are so much bigger than humans. Mm. And in that virtual reality headset, they're playing rolling hills, beautiful meadows, that kind of type of footage that cows can be looking at all day. And that's what they would be watching. And they actually noticed a benefit. So they used to produce 22 litres of milk per day. Now they produce, on average, 27 litres of milk per day since wearing the virtual reality headsets.
Well, that's no bull. I'm going to get as many of these as I can in just a few minutes. So Bessie and Gertrude are sitting in there and they're possibly looking at the fact that instead of standing still in an old dairy farm on the concrete floor, they're actually out in the paddock where they enjoy being.
Absolutely. So it's this free-range virtual world that I guess that they're living in and enjoying it. But what they've now done, and it's quite funny that they tried this originally on a couple of cows, but they're starting to roll it out to more. But instead of buying two virtual reality headsets per cow, they're actually putting one per eye and then actually blocking the other eye so it only has single vision onto one headset. But, you know, this could mean that there are cows engaging in virtual reality more than humans are, I guess.
It could also mean the cows are going to start walking around in circles in the paddock because they can only see outside of one eye. That I would like to see. There's your crop circles, my friend. Is it possible? Has anyone contemplated the possibility that because the cows are just getting a bit more attention than usual, maybe that's just making them happier? The fact that somebody is touching them and putting something on their head, whereas before they were just shuffled in and shuffled back out again.
It's true. It could have been as simple as just playing games with them. And maybe that is the next step, that instead of just doing virtual reality, there are Xboxes, PlayStations in front of them where they can really game and have a bit more fun while they're there.
I'd love to see them have a go of Cow of Duty. Ah, this is a lot of fun. So this technology has only been experimented in Turkey. We'd love to see it brought here into the Upper Hunter, wouldn't you?
Yeah, look, I would love to see this. If there is anyone out there who is putting virtual reality headsets on cows in your area, I will come and have a look at this myself. Because, first of all, I actually want to see the footage that they're watching. And I really want to actually see the reactions of the cows. Because I just can't imagine them actually happily wearing these headsets and somehow still managing to feed, still managing to drink water. I don't know how they're doing it if their eyes are completely immersed in VR.
What I'm a little bit shocked about is that the place where the most money exists in the Middle East, that they're not been doing this on camels already, because we know they enjoy their camel milk. That's not too far away, surely.
That's a really, really good point. I'd love to see what they're going to do out there, but also think about other animal applications for this as well. Could I get more eggs from a chicken if I had them in VR? Could chickens be wearing virtual reality headsets? What else could we be doing to get more from our produce? Because I'm all in. If we can do it, virtual reality headsets, bring it on.
These are the big questions that are both asked and answered when we talk technology with Jeff Quattromani on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Once again, mate, thank you very much for joining us today.
Have a good morning.